Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates, text number 25. Tushte tatatra kima labhayam ananta adhyay. Kem tar guna vyatikarad ihaye swasidaha. Dharmadaya kemana agunaina chakanchitena. Saram dusham charana yor upagayatam naha. Tushtay, when satisfied. Cha, also, tatra, that, kim, what, alabhyam, unobtainable, anante, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adye, the original source of everything, the cause of all causes, Kim, what need? Tai, with them. Gunavyadhikarat. Due to the actions of the modes of material nature. Iha, in this world. Yea, which? Swasiddha, automatically achieved. Dharma adaya. The three principles of material advancement, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Kim, what need? Agunena, with liberation into the Supreme. Cha, and Kangshitena, desired. Saram, essence. Dusham, relishing. Charanayo, of the two lotus feet of the Lord. Upagayatam, who glorify the qualities of the Lord. Naha, of us. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kama, artha, and moksha. Purport, in advanced civilization, people are eager to be religious, to be economically well situated, to satisfy their senses to the fullest extent, and alas, to attain liberation. However, these are not to be magnified as desirable. Indeed, for a devotee, these are all very easily obtained, available. Bilva Bangal Thakur said, Mukti Swayam Mukuli Tanjali Sevate Sman Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratikshaha. Liberation always stands at the door of a devotee, ready to carry out his orders. Material advancement in religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation simply wait to serve a devotee at the first opportunity. A devotee is already in a transcendental position. He does not need further qualifications to be liberated. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26, Sagunan Samitityaitan Brahma Bhoyaya Kalpate. A devotee is transcendental to the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. because he is situated on the Brahman platform. Prahlad Maharaj said, Agunena Chakangshitena. If one is engaged in the transcendent loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord, he does not need anything in terms of dharma, artha, kama, or moksha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, in the beginning of the transcendental literature, it is said, dharma priyojita kaitavotra. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are kaitava, false and unnecessary. Nirmatsaranam, persons who are completely transcendental to the material activities of separatists, who make no distinctions between mine and yours, but who simply engage in the devotional service of the Lord, are actually fit to accept Bhagavad Dharma. Dharman Bhagavatan hi ha, because they are nirmatsara, not jealous of anyone. They want to make others devotees, even their enemies. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya remarks, Kangshate moksham gam api sukham na kangshato yatha. Devotees are not desirous of any material happiness, including the happiness derived from liberation. This is called anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karma diravritam. Karmis desire material happiness and jnanis desire liberation. But a devotee does not desire anything. He is simply satisfied by rendering transcendent loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord and glorifying Him everywhere by preaching, which is his life and soul. So translation again. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the root cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is a reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kama, artha, and moksha. Prahlad Maharaj says, later on, in this canto, when he was asked by Nrisingadeva, would you like some benediction? Whatever you would like, I'm happy to give you. But Prahlad Maharaj says, naiva dvije puratya dvaitaranyas, Tvavirya gayana mahamrita magna chitak soche vimukha chetisa indriyaratan maya sukhayam bharam udvahato vimudan. So Prahlad Maharaj said, actually I'm not interested in any benediction. Because naiva dvije Dura Duratya Vaitaranyas. Actually, let's look it up. Who said? Naiva Dvide Pra Duratya Vaitaranyas Tvavirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnichitak Soche Vimukha Chetisa Indriyarda Maya Sukhayam Bharam Udvahato Vibhuda. Naiva. Next chapter. No, it's not the next chapter. Quite a bit of chapters forward. It's when Lord Prahlad is pacifying the Lord with prayers. Naiva dvije para dharatya vaitaranyas. So para means, O Supreme. Naiva, I am disturbed. So udvija means disturbed. Now Prahlad Maharaj accused his father of being udvija. When Haranyakashipu asked his son, what is the best thing you've learned in school? And what did Prahlad reply? The best thing I've learned in school, my dear father, is that you're a number one fool. Nasadu manye sorivarya dehina. Let's go with that again. Nasadu manye sorivarya dehina. Sadasam udvigna. Udvigna means that you're always disturbed. So this disturbance is not desirable. People find it exciting to be disturbed. Just like they have this thing called bungee jumping. You've heard of bungee jumping? You've heard of bungee jumping? Yeah. They tie you to a building, and then they throw you off the building. And it's almost like you're falling down, and you're going to crash. And they find that exciting. As if this will save you from death. You're just about to die, but you're saved. So at the time of death, someone will come with a bungee rope and attach you, and you won't die. As I mentioned, one person, he decided it's too expensive. I guess it's very expensive, bungee jumping. So he decided, do it yourself. So he attached a rope to a bridge and jumped off. Unfortunately, he didn't measure the rope properly. So they had to sweep him up. So with Vigna, everyone's disturbed, and people like it. They think there's excitement. This is what makes life spicy, is to get disturbed. If they're not disturbed, then they go to a movie to watch something disturbing. Or they play a video game. Or they disturb others. Simply because they're seeing someone's peaceful, they go up and they disturb it. Why are you so peaceful? You should be disturbed, like I am. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, Tatsadu manye surya varya dehinam sada subud vigna diyama satgrahat. So, us diyama satgrahat, diya is intelligence. When the intelligence is absorbed in the temporary, asad, grahat, then one will be udvigna, one will always be disturbed. So Prahlad Maharaj's advice was, hidvatmaputam griham andakupam, that you should give up your household, living in this house, and go to the forest. Vanam gato yadarim ashyeta, and take shelter of Krishna. So here Nrisimhadev is offering Prahlad Maharaj a benediction, and people take benedictions because they don't want to be, they want to end their problems, either in dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Everyone is praying to Krishna to give them something so they can fulfill their desires in one of these fields. Mostly people are concentrated in economic development and sense gratification. Very few people are praying for religiosity. Oh my dear Lord, please make me religious. Let me be free from all sinful activity. Let me become merciful. Let me become clean. Let me become austere. Let me become truthful. How many people are praying like that? People are praying, my dear Lord, let me cheat people. Let me steal from them. Because as I said before, everyone is praying to Krishna, whether they're conscious or not. The person who's fulfilling everyone's desire is Krishna. So everyone directly or indirectly is praying to Krishna. Just by desiring, then that's a prayer. And Krishna senses our desires. So it's like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. And he fulfills those prayers by arranging the material nature according to what we deserve and what we desire. Just like we may desire to fly around in this room. Anyone like here to fly around the room? If you could? Yeah, I mean, imagine if you could fly, you would have to go through security, you wouldn't have to wear a mask on the plane, you would have to go, you know, pay so much money. Bring water with you. So everyone would like to fly, but we don't deserve to fly. So although we may flap our wings as fast as we can, we're very unlikely to get off the air, off the ground. The Maharishis, they had a program at one time. They had to pay $5,000. It was called the Siddha program. And they teach you how to fly. And they'd spend years doing it, and what they were able to do is sit in the lotus and just hover off, you know, jump off the pillow. $5,000 or $10,000, be able to hop off the pillow. Of course, it's pretty, I mean, try to hop off. Just imagine hopping off the ground right now. I mean, even that's quite an accomplishment. But it's probably not worth $5,000. Especially back then, it was worth more. So everyone wants to fly, but we have no qualification. But if you're born on Siddhaloka, or Janaloka, or Tapaloka, then if you want to fly, you can fly. Because you're born with the ability. Flying is actually not that difficult, but it takes a certain amount of intelligence. That's all, just intelligence. But we don't have that intelligence. Because we don't deserve it. Didami buddhi yogam tam. And what kind of intelligence? If we have that intelligence, we can manipulate the life areas in our body. And therefore the life areas, air is what causes everything to fly. If you're able to manipulate the life areas, you can do anything, practically speaking. You can, all these siddhas are based upon utilizing intelligence to manipulate things like the life areas. Because the life areas move everything else. Just like if you want to walk, you need air. You need nervous energy and air in order to do something. So if you're able to have the intelligence how to manipulate these things, you could practically do anything in the universe. But we don't have the intelligence because we don't deserve it. And therefore, what we can do is very limited because we have very limited intelligence. And therefore, it doesn't matter what we can only do. When we desire something practical means that we can desire things that are within our capacity to do something practical. And then Krishna carries it out through the material energy. So, if people want to have achieved these benedictions in the material world, they have a very limited capacity to actually get anything valuable. All they want is sense gratification and economic development for so-called sense gratification. But they don't even have the intelligence what actually sense gratification is. To eat a dead animal that you put in the oven that was there for 10 years in the store is not exactly sense gratification. One may imagine that it looks beautiful, the package. It probably tastes like the package. And it probably does taste like the package. If you ate the package, you probably get the same taste. But people don't know that, and therefore they don't know what's desirable. They don't know what's undesirable. Pravritim cha, nirittim cha, jana navido asara. Because they're not trained. They're trained to be demons, and therefore they're demons. But Prahlad Maharaj was trained by Narada Muni to be a devotee. Therefore, even before he took his birth, he was thinking about Krishna. He was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now, what does Krishna consciousness mean? That within our heart, there is a television. And the television right now is broken. Therefore, we can't see very much. We're trying to turn on to so many different channels to see something, and all we see is broken televisions, broken channels. Or interference. Sometimes when you have trying to figure out in between channels, when you have a radio or something, you're trying to dial it in and you're getting a lot of noise but not very much anything exciting. So we're kind of in between all the different channels, Krishna channels. And we're just getting a whole lot of noise. Now Prahlad Maharaj was trained how to actually turn on to the Krishna channel. People are anxiety because they don't, in their hearts, it's all congested. That's called dukkha. Du means lack of space. Ka means space. Zen Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir Apano Vayu Kam. You heard Kam. So Kam, what does Kam mean? Ether, yes, space. So do means what? get all these blank space. What's that? Yeah, it means lack of space. So in people's heart, if there's lack of space, if their hearts aren't expanded, if it's very cramped in there, they feel very bad. They feel quite constricted. That's called unhappiness, lack of space, limited possibility. Just like if we tie you and we put you in a closet and we say, hey, don't worry, you only have to be there for a couple of years. How would you feel? Wow, a couple of years. I can do a lot of homework in a couple of years. Can I get my iPhone at least? No, we want freedom. So when the heart is constricted, then it's called dukkham, unhappiness. But su means what? Means freedom, ample, unlimited space, happiness. And therefore it said happiness. And what's that? Yeah, sukham, because there's ample space, there's so much space. Matter of fact, in Ayurveda, most of the diseases are caused by lack of space, proper space. There can be too much space, actually, where everything just gets dissipated. And there could be not enough space where everything becomes congested. So the proper space, of course, for us is the spiritual space. If one is in the material world too ample, then one is simply dissipated. He has no focus. And when it's too congested, then he may have a lot of focus, but he has no possibility. So Prahlad Maharaj said, Naiva dvijay paradharatya vaitaranyas. I don't even care about crossing over the material energy to obtain complete freedom, called liberation. There's a place called Vaitarani, in case you want to visit. On your way to the spiritual world, you can ask them to stop by and you can see the Vaitarani River. That's where all the Buddhists merge into. It's not in the material world and it's not in the spiritual world. It's in between. And you can go for a dip there. Spend a few million, trillion lifetimes of Brahma. Merge in the Vaitarani River. It's nice and warm, though, so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to bring your bathing suit or anything. So Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't really even care about crossing over the Vaitarani River. Tvavirena gayana mahamrita magnichita. Because whenever I hear glories of your heroic activities, my mind merges into an ocean of bliss. In other words, without Krishna's heroic activities, there's no question of an ocean of bliss. There is no happiness whatsoever. Krishna is a reservoir of happiness, and without Krishna, there can't be any happiness. So people are trying to get happiness, they're trying to get freedom, they're trying to become satisfied without Krishna. But that's not possible. They're just imagining, due to false propaganda, they can be happy and peaceful by so-called religiosity, so-called economic development, so-called sense gratification, and so-called liberation. But if Krishna's not there, then they're just wasting their time. So che vimukha chetasa indriyarata. So soche means, I believe, something about unhappiness. I am simply lamenting. Soche. You heard that before, soche? Matra sparsha sukandi. No, that won't have it in there. What's that? Yes. Katasam zagatasam sha nanu sochadim. Pandita. What's the first word of that? The first word in the verse. Now, my dear, the speaking learned words here, not soche vimukachetis indriyarta maya sukha. Sri Bhagavanavacha, asochan. Asochan avasochan stvam pragyam vadam japasase katasumza gutasumscha Nanusochitim panditaha. Speaking learned words, you're lamenting for that which is not worthy. Soche. So, Prahlad Maharaj said he's lamenting. So that one may question, you just said you were blissful, you don't want anything, but now you're saying lamenting. What, you fell into Maya or something? What happened to you? No, Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, I'm lamenting out of compassion for these vimudhas. Prabhupada said, mudha means full, ass. And vimudha means super ass. So these super duper asses. Now for us, because we're not part of the culture, we don't understand the power of that word, vimudha. Even mudha. If you were brought up in the language, it's like saying, cursing someone, thinking of the worst curses you can think of in your language, and then telling someone. So Prahlad Maharaj said, then not only mudhas, as I mentioned before, I was in the airport distributing books with a devotee, and there was one Christian Indian. When one becomes a Christian, it's not so bad, but if you're an Indian Christian, you got to prove that you're a real Christian. So he had to prove that he was against what we were doing. So he was trying to break up every sale that this devotee was making. So finally the devotee became so angry, he turned to the Indian gentleman and said, you're a mudha. And the Indian gentleman turned white. And said, you call me a what? Mudha! What? Mudha! So the man just like, he probably had a heart attack right in there. And he ran to the police. And the police came. The police were never very friendly to us in the airport. So he came with the police and he said, what's the problem? The police said, what's the problem? He said, this man called me a mudha. So the police looked at him and said, he called you a what? A mudha! He called me a mudha! He was shaking and everything. He said, what are you talking about? He said, don't bother me. This policeman walked away. He couldn't understand. And the man practically, he fainted in the airport. He couldn't take it anymore. He just ran away. So there's a very heavy import of the word mudha, ass. And vimudha, super ass. So he said, I'm lamenting for them because they're working hard in order to achieve so many things in the material world. But they're only achieving problems, more and more problems. They're creating problems at a humbug civilization where everyone's working hard for happiness and they're just achieving the opposite. So I'm lamenting for them. I'm devising means of trying to help them, save them from their problems of material existence. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? You have the microphone, you have to ask a question. At least you have to ask who has a question. Someone has a question? This is the most accepting audience I ever had. They accept, Prabhupada said, if you don't say anything, it means you agree. Okay, thank you very much. Gurudev Bhagavatam Ki Jai.